Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, so I hope everyone's doing well tonight. Hey, Luco.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you think I should start with some news going on? What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, so Netanyahu said at his meeting with Obama yesterday that the Palestinians need to step up efforts to show they want peace. Obama met with a boss, or is meeting with a boss on March 17th. So here's the update on what happened with the meeting between Netanyahu and Obama in Washington yesterday. First of all, before Netanyahu went to Washington, he was being urged to stand strong and to not give in so easily to Obama's demands. And that is exactly what he did. Netanyahu made some valid points that Israel did do its part in reaching out for peace by letting the Palestinian prisoners go free. Netanyahu stated that in return, Israel continues to get bombed with rocket fire out of Gaza daily. Netanyahu went on to say that if Obama wants peace, then he needs to talk to the Palestinians. Netanyahu said today at the AIPAC conference, "I will never gamble with the security of the one and only Jewish state." Netanyahu believes that if the Palestinians are serious about peace, then they will make great efforts into stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Stopping Iran would make the possibilities of war less likely in the region. Also, he said that Abbas must recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Such a recognition is not a symbolic gesture. He explains that a clear statement that PA was prepared to end the conflict for good, as opposed to simply restarting it at a later point with new claims, such as an attempt to flood Israel with refugees. Netanyahu addressed PA Chairman Muhammad Abbas directly. "President Abbas, recognize the Jewish state," he urged, and called on PA to stand on the right side. And called on the PA to stand on the right side of the moral divide and finally make clear that you are prepared to end the conflict. Citing the Jewish historical connection to the Hebron, Beth El, and Jerusalem, he continued that it's time for Palestinians to stop denying history. So clearly, Netanyahu, by saying that he wants Abbas to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, and is saying Abbas needs to admit that there was a Holocaust and to admit that there is a biblical connection to the land and the history of the Jewish people and the places like Jerusalem. By saying these things, this would tell the Muslim world that Jews clearly have a right to their land. So far, Obama hasn't made much progress with Netanyahu. Only more demands to be met, but Abbas will be coming to Washington on March 17th, and Obama hopes to make progress there. If this fails, Obama is talking about extending the deadline for the peace talks beyond April 29th. This is something Abbas does not want, so it will be interesting to see what happens there. Also, the Palestinians have also threatened to handle the peace process themselves on their own terms, which would mean they will try to bypass U.S. intervention and with the help of the Arab nations. I do believe progress will be made soon because I believe biblical prophecy will soon be fulfilled as the signs are all here. It could and will happen any minute, any day now. So will the rapture of the church. It may only take the efforts on the part of Abbas now to move this thing forward. Keep watching, keep looking up, and as always, I'll keep you updated. So this was an article from Paula Marie on YouTube that I just read directly from. So I wanted to read that. Also, we had two more members of the international financial world that recently died. There was a 28-year-old CEO of Bitcoin Exchange, and the coder behind both Namecoin and Huntercoin have recently passed away due to what is being called a suicide. And the strokes of the 27-year-old lady, so the CEO of Bitcoin was 28, and the other lady was, or this man was 27. So are these deaths tied to the 20-plus other banker deaths and suicides reported in the news in the recent weeks? Following the collapse of Bitcoin in recent days, these deaths following the collapse of the virtual currency seem to be tied together hand in hand. With other events we've watched unfolding across the financial world in recent times. I wanted to share that with y'all. And I know we have a lot of callers on the line. So I'm waiting for someone to call in, particularly Gino. We're going to play telephone with him. But Judy, if you wanted to share what you have, you can call in now. And Luca,
I guess I'm just chilling, waiting for more callers. I'm excited for telephone again. That's always fun.
Yeah, we're excited about tonight's show. Oh, we need to wish Dustin Wright a happy birthday. Today's his birthday. All right.
Happy birthday.
Judy, you're on now.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, Dustin said he was going to call in. Did he call in yet, Katie?
I don't think so, because it's 864 is his number, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
go ahead and share.
Okay, well, where should I start? Okay, Luco, do you have anything exciting to share before I get started?
Well, I do believe it's today because there's like three different really vivid points why. For one, my friend Joe is, the Lord told me and him separately that he would not be going back to New York and his plane leaves today. And Jason's wife, the Lord said she wasn't going back to work ever again and today's her last day off. And Katie's not getting an iPad and Judy's shipping that today. So it's like all these different things are pointing towards today. And I mean, it's like today, I called it like, the type of rapture hangover I had was like, I wasn't like upset. I just had no clue what happened yesterday or the day before that, you know, like that kind of hangover. Like, I don't really understand anything what's going on, but, basically the Lord was talking to me today and he was trying to teach me how to have endurance with faith, like nonstop believing no matter what, even though it, you know, gets really hard sometimes. But there is still evidence pointing towards that it's today, and God's going to keep giving evidence over and over and over again, even if it doesn't happen, because that's what he does. So it's just our job to have endurance. So that's what the Lord's teaching me today.
Amen.
Amen, Luco. Amen.
All right, your turn, Judy.
Well, okay, so, yeah, the iPad. Who's going to win, me or God? I don't know, but I have the iPad in my hand right now. Now, I got it from the post office, but I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service because they have, like, one employee for, like, every 5 million people. So I'm going to the UPS office where I know that they will ship it overnight to her, but I'm going after the show. And it doesn't really matter if I went there early in the morning or late at night. It's still going to get her at the same time. So I'm excited about that. And, yeah, so, oh, it's Keith's birthday. Is that right?
Happy birthday, Keith.
What? Oh, I
just
got
Keith's
a text from a friend, and they said it's Keith's birthday, too. So.
Happy birthday, Keith. A lot of great people.
Yep.
I think Keith turns 45 today, actually. He's like you.
Everybody's being
yeah.
40. Even my own dad's, like, 44 and turning 45. Like, it's kind of weird.
Wow. Yes, it is weird. Oh, my goodness. Now it's Olivia's birthday, too?
Dude, it's like a giant birthday party over here.
Oh my goodness. Happy birthday, Olivia. Keith, Dustin, oh my goodness. See? That's proof that we're getting translated today. I don't know how, but that's proof. Yeah, I know. I know. Did you hear little John correct me? He goes, we're just supposed
yeah,
to believe
yeah,
it, Mom.
Need
it's
proof.
Proof.
Yeah,
I love
need
it.
Proof.
Keeping it real like a 10-year-old. Keeping it real. Yeah, his name is Roman. Okay. Katie, you shared all your
it's
names
Olivia's
here.
Olivia's birthday, too. Happy birthday, Olivia.
We already covered yeah. that.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, she never listened.
More happy birthdays, the better.
But how old is Olivia? Olivia sounds so cute. It sounds like a little girl.
I know. Yeah,
anywho.
I don't know how old most of these people are.
Oh, Jason, 302 in the chat room. His birthday is the 14th. Happy birthday, Jason. Aw, 6 years old. Olivia's six. I was right. How cute. Happy birthday, Olivia, Stacy's daughter. So we just want to say thank you, Jason, if you're listening. Jason Chambers, we love you. Thank you for everything you do at the RCC. And you deserve a fun little break there till Friday morning. So have fun. Chain smoke away, buddy. Chain smoke away.
That's so funny. And, guys, anybody can be a Christian. Anybody can be a Christian. So.
That's right. Okay. Aw, how cute. Olivia wants us to go to her party on Saturday. Olivia, we love you. Ooh, Olivia's listening. Say something to her, Luca. Say something.
Happy birthday, Olivia.
I'll come to your party on Saturday, Olivia, especially if it's in heaven.
I'll come to the party.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Olivia. Happy birthday.
I love you more, Olivia.
To Olivia.
Happy birthday, dear Olivia. She's turning six and she's awesome. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Oh, good. Olivia said that we can celebrate her birthday in heaven on Saturday. Isn't that a good idea, guys?
Wow, yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Okay, Olivia, that sounds like a plan. We'll do it. Hey, Olivia, let's ask God to have jumpy houses and trampolines at your party, and I'll throw you in the air. I love doing that at jumpy parties. Maybe Luco can play the guitar at the party.
I'll play the guitar on in the bouncy house.
In heaven. Anywho, oh, this is so cute. Look at the chat room. She's gonna roller skate on Streets of Gold. Yes, I love to rollerblade. I actually have a pair of rollerblades, so does John, and rollerblading rock. So, yeah. Hey, Olivia, I'm going to rollerblade with you on my shoulders, and then I'm going to push a button on my rollerblades, and we're going to fly. Okay? It's going to be really fun. Woohoo!
Hey, Katie.
Dustin, you're on.
Oh, I was just about to ask if Dustin came here yet.
What's up, you guys?
Dustin Wright, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Hello, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, we're waiting
pretty
for
good,
you.
Pretty good, Lucy. Doing well. Can't complain. Blessed to be here. Not wanting to be here. Loving being here. Ready to go. We're out of here. So, just thank God for allowing me to see my last B-Day on Earth.
Did you hate your birthday like I did?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah.
Just because I'm ready to go, bro. That's it. That's
yeah,
all I want for my B-Day. All I want, translation, what is coming, though. I know it's coming for sure. So just can't complain, man. Thankful. I'm thankful to be living in this time period. I'm glad I'm not having my 21st birthday in the 1800s and having to be a slave, or something, or being born hundreds of years ago. Happy to be here. So that's just.
I like the way you think, Dustin.
I did. I like the route this went down. It's funny.
What did you say, Luke?
I said I like the route we just went down.
Yeah, man. To me, it kind of sucked. I mean, it didn't suck. Life is beautiful, but You know, nothing's like being born at the very end of time. If you were born in 1900, you still probably, I mean, it'd be hard for you to see where we're at now.
I know, we'd actually have to live a full life.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So,
it's hard enough living 19 years here. I could barely do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is good. I love you guys to death. All you guys are wonderful.
You're getting a lot of happy birthdays in the chat room.
Oh. you're getting racist jokes, too.
Racist jokes. Now, you listen here, RCC. And make me get Cousin Andrew on the phone.
Someone said, Dustin, report to the cotton field.
I know.
Report to the cotton. What the heck? Matter of fact,
I told you.
I'm going to report to the cotton field. You know why? Because God said two men will be standing in that field and one of them will be taken. So I'm going to the cotton field. I ain't got no problem with it.
Dude,
right
can
to
I
the
come?
Field. Yes,
which
let's
one
go,
of us
bud.
Is going to be taken? It's apparently one of us is going to stay. What?
Lucian, I'm sorry. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. We're
Thank
both
you.
Get taken out. We're that pair that's standing in the field, and both of us get taken. We're special.
Oh, okay. Works for me.
Dustin, you want to share with us anything? Any encouraging news? Info?
Yeah. My aunt just came in. I know she's gonna come in here and tackle me and say happy birthday. But, yeah, man, we're out of here. Obama signed this. Hold on one second.
Hey, Kathy. Love you.
How are you?
Good. How's your birthday doing?
Good. Stand by. Translation. Should I play Hey Now by Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
I really should.
I would be happy for the rest of the day, but you don't have to.
You said it sounds bad when I play it.
It does, but it's still funny.
Okay, if y'all want to listen to my song, here you go. Oh, wait, where is it? Hold on.
This is what happens when Jace is not here. Sorry.
Yeah. We're a little crazy.
Yeah, what happened to Judy?
Have you ever seen such a beautiful night? I love most candles, darling, I'm so okay, so I wanted to play that for y'all.
I didn't think you'd actually do it.
I guess Dustin's not there. Well, he's still on, but, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's our worship music. So.
Yep.
Where's Judy, Katie?
That's a good question. Judy, did you leave us? Judy? Oh, well.
Hi, Katie. You know I had my cell phone. Katie?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, sorry. I had myself on mute. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I almost thought you got translated. does everybody know the Dustin story? Has everybody heard that already? Oh, okay. Pathetic.
Pathetic
in a good way,
pathetic.
Though.
Hey,
yep.
Dustin, can we tell the rabbit story? Can we tell the rabbit story for your birthday?
Tell the rabbit story.
Well, you could tell it, and I can chime in, because it was pretty darn funny.
Yeah, so kind of a wabbit. I'm out here. I told Judy she had the raptor kitty, and I was like, I need to come up with me a little animal, a little mascot animal. And mine was the Wapcha Wabbit with a W, the Wapcha Wabbit. I made that up a few weeks ago, and then yesterday or the day before yesterday, I'm out on the balcony in my house, and I'm talking to Judy on the phone, and this rabbit, like, shows up right next to me, and he's just sitting there standing with me, like, listening to the conversation. I mean, he's chilling for, like, 30, 40 minutes. And I could just hear God saying, like, this means rapture, this means translation, it means all these things, but never have I ever seen anything like this. I mean, rabbits are usually timid, they're scared of you, you can't get close to them, but this thing just came right up to me and was just, like, standing there chilling. It was this huge, big, fat, thick, wild rabbit. So it was pretty funny. It was pretty hilarious. But, yeah. The Wapcha Wabbit means we out of here.
Dustin, there's What's like up? A whole nother funny part to the story. You do know that, right? I think Judy should tell the next part.
Well, basically, like, he's like, you can't believe this. It's rabbit. It's like listening to our conversation. I mean, you guys, it's pretty unusual for a rabbit to come around at night and, like, staring at him. It came right up on his porch. You don't think that's weird?
Definitely weird.
That's definitely supernatural. And so then he's like, I feel like this has something to do with the rapture, but I don't know. And I go, it's the rapture rabbit. He's like, oh, yeah. So anyway, by the way, did that rabbit ever eat the peanuts, Dustin?
I'm not sure. It seemed like it was sniffing them as I threw them out, but I'm not sure if he ate them or not.
So anyway, but then what happened was I told Dustin, I'm going to go look at some UFOs, and I'll call you in about 10 minutes, and I'll tell you what I see. So I was going to get Katie on the phone because her and I both see a lot of UFOs, and it's just fun to talk about them. And so Dustin never answered when I called, and he never does that. So I was like, that's odd, and the last thing he saw was the Rapture Rabbit. I wonder if he got translated. So we all kept trying to call him, and nobody could get a hold of him, and that doesn't really happen with Dustin. He's like, he's that kind of friend where you can always get a hold of him day or night. And so we were starting to, like, get excited, me and Katie. So Katie started telling everyone that Dustin was translated.
Yeah, my phone died. That's all it was. And when I turned my phone back on, I get these texts like, Dustin, it's an emergency call now. We think you're translated. I was like, whoa. I kind of wanted to keep it going. I was kind of like, maybe I should just not get in touch with them through the night. But that would have been horrible to do. So I was like,
yeah, we were really excited. We were so excited because, I mean, a rapture rabbit comes out of nowhere. And we already know that David got translated, so I'm thinking maybe he's going to pick us off one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Picking us off.
Yeah, and so it was just really fun. It was, like, really exciting. And then he called, like, an hour later. How long did we wait in suspense, Luco? How long was it?
Well,
how long were you?
See, you guys told me, you made it, I thought, like, it was, like, a few hours that Dustin didn't get a hold of you. So I was like, whoa. And I found out it was only, like, a half an hour. So I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah, Katie, like, freaked me out. She, like, texted me, emergency, emergency. And then I found out Dustin's, like, I guess translated. So I was like, what? So I started telling people, too. And then Katie's like, he called. I was like, oh, come on.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So funny. And then, actually, it was really great that it happened because we were laughing so hard. I can't even tell you. My sister lives here. She thought he was gone. We thought we were all leaving one at a time. And we were so excited. And that's how rapture-centric we are. I mean, we thought a bunny took Dustin. Think about it. We thought the Wapcha Wabbit took him. And and so we were thrilled, and then he calls like 20, 30 minutes later, and we're like, dang it. And then God told John, God told John, he's like, yeah, you guys had it all figured out, didn't you? And God was laughing at us, and God was telling John funny things about us, like just saying, the rapture family, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And he was making all these songs to little John with different tunes, and he was saying, the Jackass family. So it was John's best night because God thought it was hilarious that we thought the rapture rabbit took him. But then God told little John, don't worry. I'm going to take you guys as a group. I'm not going to take you guys one at a time. So that's a good thing that came out of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, Katie, come on. It was pretty, wasn't it crazy, Katie? We were like, he's taken.
Yeah, I really thought he was. Because his phone wasn't, like, off. It was ringing. So we didn't think it died.
Especially... I mean, this is all funny, but it's actually true. It happened for a reason, because just in case anyone in the RCC, the Rapture Centric Church, is wondering if we're going to be missing one at a time, no. God told John we're all going together. So don't freak out. I mean, I actually think there's a good lesson to be learned, because I really did. I thought he's going to pick us off one at a time. I'm sorry, but when it's funny, I'm like, I was telling Katie, I bet you go next. Destin went first, and you go next, you know? But, you know, God is fun, you guys. He's a fun God. He's wonderful. He's not messing with us. He really is coming to translate us today. If you wake up here tomorrow, believe it's today, because God knows what he's doing. But we are going as a group. We're stuck together. Like Sherry says, we're stuck together. We're like a bunch of bananas, as Stacy says. So get used to it. We're going together, folks. And Raina has a dream, too. We all go together. So we're stuck with each other for eternity.
Oh, gosh. Just kidding. Just kidding. Love the church. Love everybody. But, yeah, what did you say?
Oh, go ahead, Justin.
Because I kind of want to say a few things, point out a few things, because I'm going to go spend some time with the family, trying to balance it out on my B-day, spend some time. But, so I guess this whole thing with Obama trying to force this agreement to divide the Holy Land, I mean, this is just incredible, you guys, because this is major news that he's trying to divide the Holy Land of Israel. And God says, when they try to divide my land, I'm coming. He cannot do that. This land won't. This land gets divided before the Great Tribulation starts, and that's when we cannot be here. So John Kerry's trying to force this by April. That means we're leaving. And this whole thing with Ukraine, this is to usher in World War III. Obama told President Putin, he said, do not intervene in Ukraine or there will be consequences. Putin intervened. He did more than intervene. He has troops over there. He has all these warships. So he did more than intervene. But he's not disobeying Obama. Him and Obama are on the same side. All these world leaders are on the same side. They're going to war. The war will be against the public. But they know what the plan is. They're fulfilling prophecy together. They're like brothers. They're in this together. They're on the wrong side now, but Jesus is so merciful, he could very well give these same people a second chance when it all comes down to it, when they're on their deathbed type of thing. So who knows? But this is just so incredible, because this whole thing with Russia, people know this started, we're going to war. We're going to World War III, and that cannot get started until officially started. Like, I'm talking about turmoil on the U.S. homeland. That's not going to happen until we leave. Now, there's already Russian troops over here. There's Chinese troops over here. There are detention camps here. All this stuff is already here. But what's the event we're waiting on? We're waiting on the rapture. There's nothing else left to happen. So any day now, definitely this month, is going to happen. And after that, everything else will get started. And they're going to blame the economic collapse on this, even though they created the economic collapse. So if they wonder why we're in debt, you're giving people $100 million to hit a baseball, to put a basketball in the hoop, to act in movies, and to produce songs. Those are the people they give $100 million to. And then the policemen, firefighters, and teachers, they get almost minimum wage. So they created this debt. But when the collapse happens, they're going to blame it on the rapture event as if this is what caused everything to go down. So it's the perfect timing. It's God's perfect timing as well. He's going to allow these people to do this because this is how it has to play out. This is how the storybook has to play out during these last 3.5 years. So the last 3.5 years are about to start this spring. And it's just, man, it's remarkable. So this should be exciting to everyone, because this means your redemption draws nigh. We are leaving any day now. So all you got to do is believe, man. All you got to do, you ain't got to read your Bible 100 times a day. It's nothing like that you got to do, man. Just let the Holy Spirit lead. Just say, Jesus Christ, I love you with all my heart. I want to be a part of this family that's going to get raptured. And tell him you believe in him and repent of your sins, and he's going to show you what you need to do. And if he's not pointing you to the Bible, then don't go to it. If he's not, only go where he leads you to go. But, you know, it's going to be a lot more people that make the rapture than people think, and then it's going to be a lot more people that get to the kingdom than people think. These faces will be people that you never thought would make it, but it's going to be constant revelation every time we see them, an amazing testimony. You know, God told us that even Barack Obama, the Antichrist himself, he's being used by the Antichrist spirit, but Barack Obama, the man, can still get to the kingdom if he repents. So, yeah, he's being used by the Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist spirit will not get to the kingdom. He's going to be thrown, the Antichrist spirit will be thrown into the lake of fire with the false prophet spirit as well. But Pope Francis, the man, and Barack Obama, the man themselves, they may still have a second chance if they can repent. So, you know, God's so merciful, he will give the Antichrist another chance. He loves them because they can't defeat him. He's not worried about, God's not worried about his own safety. He cares about these guys. He's, even though they're damned, I mean, he hates it for them. He, you know, so he just has to bring his righteous judgment now because things can't get any worse. Everything is here. So it's just exciting, exciting, exciting. So just thank God for living in this time period, you guys, and it's a blessing. It's been a journey, especially a journey for me because, you know, I thought I had it all figured out a few months ago, but it didn't, definitely didn't, and it's been a journey. If I had given up then, I probably wouldn't know what I knew now, but I didn't give up because I knew something was up. You just know something's up. I mean, for years now, people know something's up. Something's not right with the world scene, so, but it's all biblical. It's all biblical. It's all prophetic, and it's just beautiful how it's all coming together, so. We don't need anything else. There's no more news. You can turn off the news. You can sit on your butt and love the Lord until the rapture gets there because there's nothing else left to happen. You don't need any more stories. You don't need anything. You don't need any more dreams, visions. You don't even need to hear other people's dreams and visions because, it's all here. So just fellowship with people. If you have that fellowship, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to fellowship like we can do at this church on these services. So this is such a blessing to be able to be a part of this because a lot of people are waiting for the Lord now by themselves. They have no family. They really barely have shelter, but they know the Lord's coming because he came to them in a dream. They were homeless, but the guy came to them in a dream and said the rapture's happening. So they're waiting on that just so they can survive, get the heck out of here. They don't even have food, but they know the Lord is coming, so they're just anxiously waiting. So if you got heat tonight, if you have shelter tonight, you have a roof over your head, you have warm clothes tonight, and that's how you're waiting on the Lord, then please thank him for that. Because there's people waiting on the Lord that don't have any of that. So, and they're going to be our brothers and sisters forever. So, amen. Praise God. We out. We out. Did you guys hear that?
I heard that. Did you fart?
No, that wasn't me. No, just kidding. That was me. But,
oh, man.
Oh, man, it's okay. The other time it happened was definitely not us. It was the angels. That was ridiculous. I mean, that was a movie-sounding fart. That was like a movie-sounding fart, that farted. Jesus did that. Jesus
Hello?
Had too many beans.
Hey, I'm Destin. They're requesting in the chat room that, don't go, Destin, don't go. Preach it, brother.
Man, I love you guys so much, man. I really do. And I'm so ready to be translated. Just, you know, God is just so good. I mean, I'm spending time with the family today, and, you know, it's just a blessing. Got what I need. I couldn't ask for anything more. I'm blessed. So I've been actually giving other people things today, giving money to others because I get pleasure in giving and helping others. So, I mean, I love it. And I think my family kind of looks at me today, you guys, and they kind of think I'm a little dull. Maybe I'm just a little dull, but I'm still telling them, like, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. And, you know, I'm smiling, but it's not that true elation of joy because, I mean, I'm not going to be able to really get to that point until I get out of here, man, because we're so close. I mean, how could you? When you know you're so close, I'm excited, don't get me wrong, but, you know, today's the birthday. We're just so close, you guys. I mean, I'm excited, but that's all I want for the birthday is translation. That's all I want. So everybody listening, be excited, be happy because, I mean, we're leaving. You need nothing else. We need nothing else. And the whole purpose of the Internet has been fulfilled. He gave this last generation the Internet for this, to see these testimonies, to see the prophetic events unfolding, and
and also to take some of the news clippings and be able to play them again, because the internet has immortalized certain news clippings that will blow your mind that you might not never see again on the news, but people have immortalized them by putting them on video. They talked about the RFID chip Mark of the Beast on the news. They talked about Fox News asked, do the four blood moons mean the apocalypse is here? Fox News asked that question. They asked it to the audience. So you can see these things on the internet. So the internet is just so wonderful. Millions of souls will be saved through it for seeing these testimonies of, I mean, crazy, amazing people, crackheads turning to Christ, drug dealers, all kind of stuff. Game bangers, you can see game bangers. I met a game banger personally that God showed him the rapture. This guy has taken someone's life before. He had his friends killed in a drive-by accident, and God showed him the rapture. This gang-banging guy from California was speaking in tongues, and God showed him the rapture. Like he said, this is what he told the gang-banging guy. He said, because of the time period you're living in, you're about to witness something that has never happened in the history of mankind. And he told the gang-banger that the Christians are about to leave their mark on history. Now, how do we leave our mark on history? Because of the Great Disappearance Act. We're leaving. Every child is leaving. Every baby is leaving. All of us are leaving. So that's how we're going to leave our mark before the last 3.5 years start. So, I mean, just along with this church, everybody hosting right now, and all of you guys listening, you are the wonderful people that he has brought into my life recently to prove to me what's going on. But he brought some amazing strangers in my life the last couple months that, I mean, I just told my mom, I said, Mom, the last 6 months of my life have been the most miraculous, the craziest months of.
Okay, Kevin.
Happened with me, and so it kind of happened this morning, and I heard him say, look, and then I looked, and I saw, like, a cooking pot, but it was a golden cooking pot, and so I asked him about it, and he said, the feast is ready, the decorations are set, the only thing missing is my bride, and
yay!
That was all. It was short and sweet, maybe smile.
Wow, Sarah, that is so awesome.
Love you, Sarah.
I know, right? Oh,
you are awesome.
Oh, I love you, too. And I want to tell you something else. Like, I saw, it looks like a stew, because I saw, like, the top of it came off, and I saw some food in there, and it looks pretty good. Like, oh, no. I'm excited.
Yum, I'm hungry.
Well, yes, look, Sarah, I'm glad you are A-okay in your little accident that you had at the time. Glad God kept you safe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're out of here. He didn't want to give you that early translation in the accident, but you're still getting out of here.
Right. I actually forgot all about that accident.
You're just invincible, see? You forgot about it. You're invincible.
Hey, somebody said, Sarah, watch Elvie Zapata's last video.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad that someone said that because I love LV Zapata, so I definitely want to check that out.
Yep.
Sura, it's because he saw the feast table set and it goes in line with your vision. Isn't that cool?
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Hey, Dustin, are you still there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Is your family going to steal you away from us?
Well, yeah, my aunt was just telling me bye, so she left.
Oh, well, you know, somebody in the chat room said you can't fart like the angels. And I thought, oh, are you going to tell Dustin that on his birthday? But, yeah, you're farting. It wasn't as good as the angels. Sorry to tell you.
Well, that proved the authenticity, though, because, I mean, that fart that he did, the angels did, was just, I mean, that was crazy. That was a lot of chili beans, chocolate, a lot of that. So I was just like, some jambalaya, all that kind of stuff.
Heavenly.
If you listen to the podcast, it was so clear. It was so clear.
It was clear as day. And it was the same fart, like three or four times. It was the same one, the same sounding one. So, you know, just stuff like that. Nobody's hearing stuff like that. That's something that will keep somebody believing in God for the rest of their lives. So if you're having stuff like that happen, you just have to feel bliss. That's something that will convert somebody. A lot of people felt some type of way about it, but people that you feel the Holy Spirit,
right.
You can feel it when you're listening. The thing is, nobody could have prank called and did it if Jason didn't let him on the line either. So it's not even like you could have just prank called and made a fart noise or something. Like, if he don't let you on the line, you're muted. So.
Yeah.
How can you start just clapping and farting? It can't happen without Jesus, so.
I was just going to say, it's so cool that Sarah Bell called because people were asking about her in the chat room. They're like, where'd Sarah go? And I just think it's cool that she called.
Aww.
Somebody was just asking this morning in the chat room because
I woke up early.
You guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me that.
Yeah.
Oh, you turning in?
Yeah.
Okay, Granddaddy. I love you. Are you guys hearing static right now, or is this just my line?
I'm not hearing static. He's asking if, do you hear any static?
Oh, no, yeah, we can't hear any static. I think it's just yours, Dustin.
No.
Hey, Sarah, are you reading the chat room?
Oh, no, I'm not even on the internet. I'm only on the phone.
Somebody from the chat room said, I love your vids, Sarah Bell. Make more.
Oh, thank you. All glory to God. As soon as he gives me something, or as soon as he presses it on my heart, I will be there. But there's a really big chance that we're all going to get translated before I make another video. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
I would really, really love it. If we got translated mid-rapture-centric radio broadcast, that would be also cool.
Yeah, it will be.
It's going to happen tonight, so you guys get ready.
Amen. You know what he's been telling me almost every day? He says, I'm snatching you in moments. Expect me. Expect me. I'm right here. Yay. I'm happy.
That's so cool. That's better than a video right there. I hope they're satisfied in the chat room. That's like a video right there. Just, I love that. He says that kind of stuff to Little John like that too.
You know what? I've noticed a lot of people on YouTube have been quiet, and I think that maybe the reason for that is because we're so close to getting translated. And because maybe there's just not that much more to say.
You're right.
Right.
Jobs are done. Jobs are just about done.
Just about.
Right, now he's having his bride rest.
And have
Sarah
fun.
Bell,
that's
I
what that's definitely
that God gave you for me.
He said, "Yes, you can."
Okay. Child, why do you not hear me? Why do you not believe me? Am I not the all-knowing God? My child, consider where I have brought you. Know my love for you. Surely you are coming home. Rest in me, darling. Give me your problems. I've heard your every prayer. You believe I have not listened, but I have. Spend time listening. I have much to tell you, child. I speak in many ways. Trust in me this day, for it is I who leads, not man.
Amen.
Amen, Katie. That was wonderful, man. You know, that farting and clapping that the angels did, that was part of them telling us that your job is done. Just laugh and smile and be happy now. Stop looking for confirmations
exactly.
Stop looking for confirmations and words every day. If you get them, then great, that's wonderful. But you no longer need them. You no longer need them.
Right.
You don't. So that's how close we are. The Great Tribulation will start this. Really, I mean, God told me 3:22, so that's what I'm going with. March 22nd, the Great Tribulation will start. The rapture and translation will be before then. That's what I believe. That's what I believe wholeheartedly until otherwise. The rapture and translation will be before then. So that's 18 days from today. And this is retarded, but somebody was saw somebody's video saying that March 4th was a huge day. The reason why everybody was saying the economic collapse will be today because there's 18 days until the 22nd. That's 6 times 6 times 6, 666. You know, I don't really care about that, but the point is, God told me 3:22.
I like how you call it retarded.
Retarded. Only devils and demons are retarded. Only Satan and demons are retarded. Nobody else is.
I know, it's the truth. No one can claim retarded from them because he is the king of dumb.
Exactly. I don't care how mentally disabled a person is, they're not retarded. Only Satan and his army are retarded. They're retarded. So
exactly.
You're only retarded if you're damned. If you're not in hell right now, you're not retarded. I don't care what kind of position you're in.
Nope. I agree.
Thank you for telling me that so I can save my butt real quick for saying that, using that word. But God is good.
There's only love here.
But yeah, man.
Well, if anyone has any visions or words or something, share.
For sure. I wanted to say one more thing before I'm probably about to go, you guys. Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. Everybody look up the meaning of Ash Wednesday. It's tomorrow. But I'll go ahead and tell you the meaning.
Right.
The meaning, this is the day when you put the mark of the Lord on your forehead. You show your faithfulness and your dedication to the Lord by marking your forehead. Now, the Lord said the 144,000, we will be sealed with the mark on our heads. But, of course, everybody, when we get to the kingdom, everybody's going to have the mark of God. So this is just huge, period. It's not just for one group of God's people. It's for all of us. All of us, we're going to be sealed with this mark. So tomorrow's a huge day. That's what Ash Wednesday is for. And it's a holiday that's on the calendar for tomorrow. So I really feel like the translation is going to be tonight, and the worldwide rapture will be this month for sure. But it's just amazing, all these things coming together. I even feel something huge about daylight savings time is Sunday moving forward, I don't think. We will be here for that. Everybody listening, you're a part of this church, and we're not going to be here for that. I really don't think so. But the worldwide rapture will come to this month, and so will translation. So just thank God for that, and I thank God for you guys.
I love you too, guys. Oh, we're about to party. We're gonna party at the wedding supper.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I was just saying, hey, do you guys think there's going to be rainbow wedding cake?
Duh.
Dude, I want it. that was my silly comment.
Do you think there's going to be pedophores?
pedophore?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's like those little white cakes that are really good.
Hmm. Probably. I think that as you crave a certain kind of food, I think it's just going to, like, appear in front of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Katie.
Yep.
I'm going to share a little story, if it's okay. Did 845 call? Did Gino call in? 845 area code?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. And Sarah, did you say everything? Because I know everyone's super excited to hear you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I mean, you're sitting on the line and share as the Lord leads, but before I share my little thing, do you have anything more to share?
No, not for now.
Okay. Okay.
I want to tell you I love you guys, and you guys are so awesome. Before I go, everybody listening and everybody that's on right now, Sarah, Luke, Katie, Judy, you guys are amazing. So love you guys.
We love you. Happy birthday.
Big fat heart. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
For Destin's birthday, he wants his best friend, Michael, to get out of jail. He only needs $800, and Destin set up a PayPal, so... I know some people have already contributed, and that would be an awesome birthday present for his childhood friend. And so I pray that God gets him out of jail today, Dustin. So keep us posted on that, okay?
I will for sure. If you're feeling
if you're
feeling led for the Lord to give, then just inbox me on my channel and hit me up. But not really concerned. You know, God's gonna take care of him regardless. If he has to stay in there until the worldwide rapture this month, he's good. That's the point. He doesn't know how blessed he is to have done something stupid at the time that the Lord is coming back, because he's gonna be good regardless. But the thing is, God led me to say that his bond is only $800. So, you know, God told me to do that, and I know it was from God because people are already contributing. So I really thank you guys for that, and I just thank you guys. If you just pray for him, you send up a prayer, that will be very sufficient enough. So. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Where's Elvin when you need him? Elvin's the prayer guy. He should call in and say a prayer for Michael for us. But thank you for Michael, God. We love Michael. We thank you that you love Michael. And we thank you that your will be done. And we thank you that you're going to... Is Michael going to make the elopture, Dustin?
Is he going to make the elopture?
Yeah, is he going to make it? Is he believing? Is he 100% turned around yet, or what?
I mean, yeah, he's of course he's had nothing but time on his hands to think about the Lord. I'm not sure if God will keep translating him or keep him until the worldwide rapture, but maybe he'll save him for the rapture, because when I leave, when I get translated, he's going to find out about that on the inside, and that'll be something that'll strengthen him as well. So. Who knows? Either way, the point is he's good. Like, they're good. Everybody's good. you go out, do a crime right now and get 20 years, you're not doing it because you don't even have that much time left on earth. So, of course, now don't go do that, Rapture Central Church. Don't go out committing crimes tonight. I'm just showing you the point of where we're at. Like, we're so blessed. And a lot of these people in prison right now are so blessed because they're not going to have to finish their time up. They're not going to finish their time up whatsoever. Even if they don't make the rapture, there'll be a mass prison let out when the Great Tribulation starts. So, you know, they'll have to be, they'll die for Christ, but we're just blessed, you guys, so blessed. So I'm going to pray. Let's pray before I leave.
Okay, let's pray before you go. And Katie, if my phone cuts out, wait for me to call back in, okay?
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to see another day, and thank you for allowing us to come together as a church family, Lord God. All of us, we would not be here without you, and we could not do this and get here without each other. So we thank you for blessing us with family, Lord. And we ask that you soften the hearts of the people out there in the world today, Lord, make them come to you, Lord. Bring them to their knees if they don't believe in you, Lord God. Bring them to their knees. Allow them to repent and come to you, Lord God. We know your coming is soon, and you've given us so many ways to know it. We don't need any more, Lord God. So we thank you for birthing us at the end of time so we could see your return, so we wouldn't have to live a long life on this wicked earth, Lord God. So we thank you for your righteous judgment. We thank you for your many blessings, and we thank you for you doing a rapture. You didn't have to do it. You could have let everyone see the whole great tribulation. You could have made everybody die for you because you died for us. So we don't deserve to be taken before we would have to die for you. But you said if we are ready, then this will happen, Lord God. And you showed us in so many ways through dreams, visions, through old men and young men like you said you would do, Lord God. So we just thank you for your endless mercy. So we ask that you bless everyone tonight and allow us to continue to be a blessing to others until we leave, Lord God. These things I ask in your name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hardy, hard, hard. We out.
We out, this.
Love you guys.
We love you.
You too.
Right is wrong. Psych.
Wrong.
I'm going to be back in just a moment, guys. Just a moment.
Okay. Hey, you know, John doesn't like it when you say that, Dustin. He doesn't like it when anyone says that. He always yells, right is right. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, are we still here?
We're still here.
Okay, well, I'm going to start sharing my little thing.
Good.
Is there a ton of people trying to call in, Katie?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, especially if there's some new people, too, but anyone's great. Okay, so what I wanted to share with you guys briefly, I talked to Jason for about an hour today, and he's like, wow, Judy, you should really share that with the family. I think it would encourage people like it encouraged me. And I'm like, okay, I will then. That's a good idea. There's a lot about our life here that I haven't shared because I just haven't. But I just don't even think about it. But when I shared with Jason, apparently it really blessed him. So I'm going to share a few things about this whole faith journey. So, thanks for the encouragement in the chat room. I appreciate that, Michelle. She's like, share, Judy, share. And this whole faith thing, keep it real simple. People wonder, how do you hang in there after God's told you all these dates? He told John all these dates, and you still believe. Well, see, that's because, see, we weren't hearing from demons. We weren't hearing from our own minds. This was the Lord. And I believe that's why God allowed it to happen to my son, a 10-year-old, because if it would have happened to me, I would have thought that I made a mistake. I would have thought, surely God can't lie, I made a mistake. But since God landed on our son and did what he did, we knew that it wasn't a lie. And we know God can't lie, you guys, but our natural mind, when things happen and God tells us and then it doesn't happen, our natural mind says, oh, I guess I was wrong. And that's why God allowed this to happen to little John, to tell us all these different dates and now our current date of today. God wanted to announce the timing to his bride, and I thought it was brilliant because I would have questioned myself over and over, but there's no question. Is Luco still on the line, Katie?
Luco?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Well,
I'm feeding my
Luco
dog right now.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of you in particular, too, because God has given dates to millions of people around the world, okay? Maybe millions is too much, but he's been giving people all these dates, and people... Like, I know they've closed down their YouTube accounts when the dates come and go. There's been a few of those people. But the thing that I think is, you know, we don't know why they closed their channel down, but they might have fallen into thinking maybe it was them, maybe it was their own mind, maybe they made it up. But see, that would have been very tempting had it not happened to our little child. So, and, you know, God's not cruel, and God told me that. I don't lie to 10-year-olds. That's not a joke. I'm not lying. I'm the one giving these dates. I founded the RCC Church on date setting. I made a few videos explaining this, and if you didn't get to hear them, but I'm not going to really repeat what I say in my videos, but I'm just going to say this. If you want to hear the last three videos I made, I explain it. But here's the thing, you guys. God doesn't lie, and he's not playing games with us. He said we'd understand it all in a blink of an eye. When God told Luco yesterday, I'm coming during the broadcast, and to believe it, what Luco gets rewarded on is his faith. Did he believe it, or did he just not? And he believed it 100%, and he was blessed for it. And if anyone else wanted to join in believing him, they got blessed for it. I know I did. God touched me deeply. And so this whole faith journey, we're not going to understand it all until he gets here, but know this, he is coming. And he didn't lie, and none of us are liars, and none of us are false prophets, you know, that are in this church. We're simply people that have come together because God has given us all these dates, and we're still here because we know what we heard. We know we didn't make this up. And one of the things that I share with Jason today that I haven't shared with you guys is what he wanted me to share right now is tell you more personal about my life. And what I'm going to tell you is this. Before this happened to my son, I'm a very type A goal-oriented person, okay? So really for me to be sitting in my pajamas for 104 days and letting myself gain weight and not having any order is a complete miracle, but you guys might not understand that because, see, I'm not a sloth. I am now, though, because God wanted me to be. But the truth is that I'm a biker. You know, if I wasn't grading papers, being, you know, a mom and doing everything at home, I was biking 100 miles with my biking club or on my own bike trip. Okay, so Dad and little John would drop me off at the ocean some Saturday morning when there was no bike scheduled, and I would go right by myself, and they'd drive all the way down to the ocean, drop me off, and I would bike home 70 miles, and that's because I like to do that, because I didn't like the wind factor, so sometimes they'd drop me off, and I'd ride back with the wind. So what I'm trying to say is this, this whole thing of God falling on our son to announce the timing of the rapture caught us all off guard. Would it be more comfortable for me to be working right now? Yeah. Working, biking, getting a paycheck in, keeping up my routine, you know. But I wouldn't trade that for what I've gotten in return for believing God like a complete fool. And I had no choice. I mean, when he falls on your child the way he does and your child is not the same child that you knew, it's a blessing to all of us. God did this to announce to us that he's coming. And, you know, this is no joke that he's coming today. And he kind of got on my case 3 weeks ago when I kept thinking, oh, it's like 98%, you know. But no, he's like, that's not what I asked you to believe. I asked you to believe 100%. So I'm really serious about this belief thing. Yes, it's very obvious that when the dates come and go, that he's separating the wheat from the tares. Have you seen all the hate that comes against you if your date comes and go, yes or no?
Yeah.
I need an amen or something because I feel like I'm talking to the wall.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you announce what God's telling you to announce and it doesn't happen the way he told you to announce it, people want to crucify you. You know, they called my son full of demons and he needed attention. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, see, that is God separating out his people and cleaning them up. See, it doesn't mean that those people that are being mean to us are bad. It just means that they don't understand the way God's working, and God wants to forgive them and get them on the right track because he doesn't even want to exclude them. They're not my enemies. These people that come against us and anyone in the RCC church, these people aren't your enemies. They're being enemies of God, and God really wants to get them straightened up. That's why he's translating this church. I mean, what mercy of God to do that. He told me, I love all these people. I have to spank some, and he doesn't really want to do it, but he will. But here's the thing, we have to keep showing love, and the fact that our church is translating, this little group of people, this little renegade group of believers that believe God like a fool, we are going to be gone. Poof, there'll be no two radio shows, there'll be no videos from these particular rapture-centric people, and people are going to notice that because God told me they're watching. He said, no, they're listening, and that makes sense because we have over 3,000 listeners on this radio show, and there's probably more that we don't know about that aren't logging in. But so just so you know, God told me they're listening, okay, because a part of them knows that we're not crazy. A part of people know that, okay, you know, these people, I don't really like them, but they're not, there's too many of them. They can't all be crazy. Amen?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, so when we translate, that's God's mercy on his bride, because God wants people at this wedding, okay? But people are excluding themselves because they're judging, they're fighting and bickering and backbiting. And so that's not going to happen at a wedding.
Perfect.
They just won't make it. But see, God wants them to make it. So what God's going to do is he's going to translate this fruity bunch of fruit pebbles, which is us, and we're going to be gone, and they're going to notice, and then they're going to repent. And that's what God wants them to do. He wants them to repent, and then he wants to take them. He does not want people at this feast, but he can't take you if you're living in strife against your brothers and sisters in the Lord. And just because you don't understand God's ways, some brothers and sisters in the Lord are deeper in their faith than others. And so that's why we don't criticize each other. So anyway, I just think it's a brilliant plan from God to do that, because he was letting me know how much he loves all of his kids. He loves all these people on YouTube that are coming against anyone associated with Rapture Kitty or the RCC or anything. It's like you get attacked. I've had so many people tell me that they get attacked if they make a comment on my channel. Someone goes and inboxes them and attacks them personally. You believe the witch? She's crazy. Her kid's crazy. And, you know, just because God wanted to use a 10-year-old to announce his coming, people are just pissed off about that. And, I mean, I'm like, this is the biggest gift any of us could have asked for, because if God landed on me like he did my son and told me to tell the world, I might question myself when he didn't come on 5 different dates. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an adult mind, and I might have said, wait, but that's just me. Maybe I was just crazy. Maybe I ate too much pizza. But you can't deny all these miracles that God has done. So he really used, and he told me today, I'm going to continue to give my bride date. I'm going to continue to do that. In addition to today, all right? So in addition to God saying he's coming today, he told me today he's going to keep giving dates to people. And that's him doing that, because God's a date setter, and date setters rock, and God sets dates with his people. And just because he doesn't come on the date that he tells you doesn't mean that he lied to you, and it doesn't mean that he played a game, and it doesn't mean you were wrong. It just means that we don't understand 100% what God's doing, but he told us we would understand it in a blink of an eye and to keep proclaiming it and doing it. That's why we boldly say every day, well, now we say the translation is today, because we have a better understanding on what he's doing. So the translation is today, and if you believe it with 100% of your heart, then that's pleasing God, and that's what he wants you to believe. But in addition to today, he might tell you stuff like he's told Dustin, you know, we're leaving before the 17th. We're leaving on your birthday today. And we're leaving, you know, he might give you a date. And he wants you to believe that date and today. Does it all make sense? No, but I do. I listen to God, and I do exactly what he says, because that's the blessing. So, Luco, when God didn't come on your radio show yesterday, when he said, son, I'm coming, during the show, did you lose your faith, Luco? What happened?
No, I just assumed there was, like, some magical radio thing going on where it was somehow still going. No, I didn't lose my faith or anything. I just kind of got over it, I guess, and moved on. I still believed it was yesterday, even after the radio show, so. But,
now,
yeah, I wasn't super disappointed or anything, so.
So, do you think that God lied to you, Luco?
No, that's why I was assuming there was some magical radio thing going on that I didn't know about.
Right. Maybe the radio show never ends, Luco.
Yeah, possibly. Yep.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up, like what I've done in my life and with my faith here at our house. You know, everyone knows that he took Dad, so Dad's gone, and, you know, I've shared with you that God's told me to eat up, and so I've gained 30 pounds, so I didn't have any body fat on me. I'm pretty disciplined. I'm type A. I'm really goal-oriented, so if I'm not grading papers or being, you know, the world's best mother with all the kids around, I'm out riding my bike. And for me to have stopped all of this is a huge miracle. For me to allow myself to gain any weight and to wait on God is huge, because my sister lives here with us now, and she knows it. If I was going to be here, this would not be occurring. But God is the one that literally told me, you guys. And I know it's funny, But it's true. He's like, eat up. I'm coming. He wanted to fatten me up because, you know, I've always, you know, this world system tells us that we have to be a certain way. And I bought into it, you know, I bought into it. But it's been really fun to gain a few pounds and to eat pie. You know, I didn't do that before. you know, I'm waiting for him to come, and he's coming. And he told me in the tub, he said, are you, oh, tubby time story. Who wants a tubby time story? Tell me if you want a tubby time story, and I'll continue.
Say that
Hello?
Again. Hey.
You guys want my latest tubby time story?
Yes.
Tubby time.
Okay, so I'm going to, my phone's probably going to die, so if it does, I'll call back, Katie, all right?
Perf.
So don't go away, Katie. Okay, so basically here's the thing. I was in the tub, and God posed a question to me, and I made a video about it, and it's called A Secret Confession. And he said, so if I took a few more months, if I took months, would you still love me? I was like, yes, of course. I'm not marrying you for your rapture date. Right. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Or for any
I have to
reward.
Make sure my
you
phone
just want to be with him.
So, you guys, I'm not marrying God for all of his promises either. I'm marrying him for love. And I was, like, in the tub, like, getting all yelling at him, going, of course I wouldn't. I would never deny you, Lord. I told him, like Peter, you know, I'm just a big fool. I'm in the tub yelling at 3 a.m. I'm like, I would never deny what you've done in our family. I would never deny your promises. You don't lie. You are coming to get me, and I don't care when you come, Lord. You can come whenever you want, but I'm not marrying you for your rapture date. I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't come today when you told me you're coming today, because I know that today I don't understand what today means, but you told me it means today literally. And I'm, like, going on and on, and God's, like, smiling at me, and I'm like, but I love you, Lord, and you can come whenever you want. Because I'm not marrying you for your rapture days either.
Right.
I told him I'm not marrying him for his promises either. I said, yeah, you promised big to our family, and you told me you're accountable to me and little John for what you promised us, and to the whole world. He's promised he's coming to get us. But I told him, I said, I love you more than just the promises. I love you because you love me, and I'll never forget all you've done for me. And if I was standing all alone on an island yelling, he's coming today, and nobody was listening to me anymore, I would still stand there and say it if he told me to say it. That's how much I love you. And so anyway, that was really fun. And we had that big, you know, Academy Award winning moment. I probably got an Oscar in heaven for it, you know. Oh, my gosh. Katie's having fun in the chat room. It's adorable. You know, if you want to have a good day, you guys, just watch Katie's video with her green face, because that's my favorite video. The first, like, four minutes.
I made a discovery. If you type Elopture in on Google, the first thing that pops up is my Elopture green face video.
Oh, my God. Katie, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just think that everybody needs to do a green face video or do something crazy and just let it all loose, because God's letting me let go of everything. He even told me I could fast from paying my bills. I just haven't had the faith to do that yet. I still keep paying my bills, but he told me I didn't have to. That's crazy. But see, God said I didn't have to. He said that back in December. But I've continued to pay them. But, I mean, you know, God's giving us options, guys, and he's not lying. And I just want to encourage everyone that's hearing God, don't just believe him and do what he says, okay? The best thing I ever did was get rid of my bike, which I love. But what I got in exchange for giving up something I love was more of his spirit. Giving up my car, I got a greater measure of his spirit, but that was me personally. You know, you don't have to give up anything. He was just telling me things I could do, and I did it, you know. And I just want to encourage everyone, he's coming today. Believe it 100%, and you're going to be the happiest person on your block if you really believe it. And one of these todays is going to be the today, and it's probably today. So there you have it.
Aww.
Hey, Katie?
Yep.
Sarah, thank you for amending me. Katie, I think that M. Bell needs to, M. Bell needs to make a green face video. I really do. Like, I just, what do you think? Like, that's why we're not translated today. Don't you think, Katie?
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I mean, yeah, that'd be funny.
If Belle did a green face, you know, crazy sports fan video, I think we're out.
I think we're out once I get my iPad.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
So, yeah, what, Sarah?
Okay, I've got spring break in 3 days,
Stop, we don't like that word.
Oh, well, I was going to say this. I feel like I'm going to get raptured before I even go on vacation. I really do. It's like,
exactly.
You need vacation here when you can get translated. I sure hope and pray.
Wait a minute. Is Belle's eye really healed? Belle, is this true? Did Belle's eye get healed?
I don't know.
I pray so, but I want to tell you guys a cool story about healing. I want to tell you a really cool story.
Okay. Katie, Sarah, before you do that, can I just say something to Katie real quick?
Yes.
Is Katie there?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you, Katie?
Yep.
Okay, because I know sometimes you walk away from your phone. Okay. I'm going to actually hang up now and listen to the show. Feel free to do communion and feel free to answer all calls. And thanks, everybody. I love you guys. And thanks, Sarah, for sharing with us. I'm going to hang up now. I love you guys. Bye.
Okay, love you.
You too.
All right. Now we're going to take some callers. 845. 845. You're on.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you? Is this Gino?
Yeah, I can't really talk loud.
Hey, Gino. We're going to play telephone for Gino. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this one.
Okay.
Thanks, Logo.
Yeah. All right, you there, Gino?
Yeah, I'm here.
He was just saying that you need to fully believe and put all your burdens on him, and that he's always there, and everything is going to work out, and so you don't need to worry about anything. I know it's hard and everything, whatever your situation is, but the Lord is just letting you know that he's there, and he has it all under control, like 100%. So,
thank you.
Hang in there.
All I got away.
You are almost done. You have held a very high place in my kingdom. Your work on earth will not be in vain. Your humble heart has been noticed. Your family is protected and your prayers are already answered. See to it that your time is coming. You will be exalted above many. I love you more than you know. That's what he just gave me.
Wow, thank you. Very encouraging.
Is Sarah still on here?
I think so.
Huh.
He said you're a fighter, a conqueror, a jewel.
You're a great servant, and you're super special to God.
Oh, thank you.
Getting warrior. He says your faith is incredible. He says even though you can't see what I'm doing a greater thing. He said, someone in the chat room says, Gina has a soft heart and makes God smile. That was from Judy. And then someone, Chris said, Gina is super special to God.
Hey, Gino.
Yeah, I'll be right out. I'm listening to something. Do you mind? I'm trying to listen to something a minute, please.
All right, guys, I don't know if Gino can talk right now. I'm going to wait a few minutes. I'll put him on mute for a second. We're getting a lot of good words for him right now.
I think we should all pray for him.
Yeah,
he's going through a really hard time.
Pray for Gino, God. We pray that his wife's eyes would be open to what he's doing. We pray, God, for you to soften her heart and open her eyes to see you in this situation, and we pray that Gino won't be discouraged, and you'll encourage him, Lord, and show him that you're with him and that you have great things in store for him, and pray for protection of his family and for there to be no strife or any hard feelings, and that everything will get worked out. Lord, we trust that you will do it. We believe it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Gina, are you back? Gina?
I think he's gone.
Listen.
Oh, wait, is that him? Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Gino, God told me that he is the only thing you need to worry about depending on, because he said he'll handle everything else. Okay.
He said, here you stand afraid, but don't be afraid, for I go with you, I go before you, I prepare the way for you. Don't be discouraged or fearful of what they say. Okay, I'm reading more. Gino is coming back after the rapture to help mightily in the tribulation.
Hey, Leah just texted me a pretty good word. Lord said to Gino, he is my beloved, strong with a gentle heart, victorious for my kingdom with a heart eager to please me only. My eyes are always watching your good deeds, and they have been noted. I love you, my child, and take that into your heart and hold it there until I come. Then I will shower you with my love forever, and then you will reign with me forever in my kingdom. Adversity rises around you, but my peace will sustain you. Peace be still and rest in me, for you will find me because I come for you.
Someone said Gino is God's beloved. Gino, you're being really prayed for right now. So, oh, I think his call dropped. He's still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I got a word. Understanding your trials is impossible. That is why you must give them to me fully. I am the anchor in this storm. This storm will pass. It seems like a forever-ending trial, but it is over shortly. Come home. Sarah Bell, are you there? But he's proud of you, so very proud. Don't underestimate my powers in you. I am with you now. Feel me. Sit with me tonight. Forget your trials and worries. I remove your doubts. Cast your cares upon me, for I want to take them. Someone said, Gino, your light is about to break forth. Father God, place a hedge of protection of peace around Gino. Bless him with wisdom and knowledge. Shower him with the love of God, the Father, Son, and the Spirit until his spirit overflows. Someone said, I feel a strong connection to Gino. Gino has a huge heart. Someone said, hold his peace and let God fight your battle. Someone said, peace for Gino and his family. Gino, you're really loved by God.
Thank you.
You know, your gentleness has made you great. Someone said, I keep getting brave warrior. Faithfulness will be rewarded. I'm talking to you. Listen. Gino, you are not alone. There are angels in your home battling for your family. You will see the difference. Trust me.
I have prepared you for such a time as this. Hey, Luca?
Yeah.
Are you getting anything?
I'm still praying over everything.
Okay. He says, give me your pain. Soon pain will be of the past. Okay, Gino, I think that was it.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, we're praying for you and your family, Gino, and we love you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And feel free if you have, do you want to share anything?
Not right now, thank you. I can't.
Okay. Well, we love you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 413.
Hello, family. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am hanging here on a difficult night. So,
you're
I thought I would do a shout-out and a little prayer for everybody, like Gino, and I understand, who is hanging in here on a difficult night. And I am going to say, keep hanging. And, you know, I'm going to remute myself. That was just about it. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. We love you.
Love you back.
Okay, 814 and 626 are unmuted.
Hey, I just had a word for Gino. God was just telling me to tell him that not to feel that his dreams haven't come to fulfillment because soon... God's dreams for him and his dreams will be one and the same, and they will come to bear fruit on their together in, very soon.
Oh, wow. Someone said, Gino, you'll do great things for me and my kingdom. Mm-hmm. We got 626. Is that Leah?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Hi. I like your rubber ducky story. That was funny.
Did you like that? I couldn't believe it. And they were sitting on the desk next to me. I was like, what? I'm like, I couldn't believe it.
All right,
just for the that I didn't have in my deck. So I went to lunch this morning.
Hey,
and I looked off to the side. And
you have anything to share, Sarah Bell?
Hello?
Sarah Bell? Yeah.
Oh, no, this is Selena.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, I just have, like, a really quick question. Like, I've been needing, like, some advice on it. What if you're a very rapture-centric person like myself, but your parents aren't, like, I was wondering, like, are they still going to get raptured?
Well, the thing is, we're getting eloptured. So we're going before the rapture. So if your parents are kind of like my parents and they're Christians, but they're not pumped about it and they don't sit around thinking about it 24/7, but they are Christians and they have accepted God, then they most likely will be raptured.
Good, because I already wrote my little letter and everything.
Hey, Sturdy, I will tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just listening, so, you know, the other people can go ahead.
Okay. Good question. Someone said, Katie, tell her she will get eloped.
Oh, no, she
and when she disappears, leave a note so her family can, yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, well, all the callers are unmuted, so if you want to say anything, we've got 17 minutes left.
I just had a funny rubber ducky story, but it was this morning I went into work, and, you know, I mean, you guys all know how Judy's always cracking on me about rubber duckies. And I went into work, and I sat down at my desk, and I look off to the side of my desk, and sitting up on the edge on the wall is two rubber duckies just sitting there. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, God, you're putting rubber duckies at work, and you're not rapturing us? You got to be kidding me. And, you know, it took me about an hour to find out actually who they were, or who put them there. But I text Luco and everybody. I actually thought God manifested rubber duckies at work for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Anybody else want to share? Well, y'all, the rapture is today, of course. You know, we've only got this month, you know, and a lot of people are like, well, how do you know that? Well, we're believing it by faith. So we believe we're leaving this month, and if you want to stay happy, just believe it's today every day, because if you don't, you'll drive yourself insane. Right, Luco? I guess Luco's not there. Someone said, amen, Katie, the elopture. Today, I believe it's today, today. Tomorrow is significant since it's Ash Wednesday, but it's today. So we've got everyone on the line, so please chime in. You know, if you're just struggling or you can't believe you're still here, if you have any questions, I can answer them. So this is a good time to ask questions. We have, like, 15 minutes left. Prayer requests, questions. Someone said Luco is asleep.
Luco got eloped.
Man.
He's picking up, he is. He's picking us off one at a time. Luco just went.
Yeah. Someone said, why is everyone sleeping? Well,
maybe it's more than
Chris,
one.
Chris, do you want to do communion or no? Do you want to do?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me grab my Bible. I just had, a little bit of a confirmation for everybody. I don't know if anybody else has been feeling this way, but with all the, you know, accusers, I've had people coming at me and, and when people accuse you, you know, you at least think about it, at least I do, and when they keep saying, well, you're worshiping the rapture, you're not worshiping God, and, you know, I've actually had confirmation. I've prayed about it, and he said, you know, you don't worship the rapture, you're longing to see me, you're longing to be with me, which is what you were created for in the first place, so all you're doing is longing for the same thing that I've longed for. And he actually gave me scriptures that backed it up, you know, about, you know, those that long for me will be rewarded with a crown. So
wow.
If anybody else feeling that way, don't take it to the Lord yourself. Cause, and, he, you know, he did tell me to be careful and use discernment, you know. Don't make sure you stay in prayer and stay in the word and stay steadfast for him, but you're not worshiping the rapture. You're worshiping him and longing to be with him. So.
Amen. Good word, Chris.
Let me find this here. It was 1 Thessalonians 11, right? 11:23?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Sounds right.
And I'll try and keep it short for you this time, Judy. I'm sorry. No, wait, there is no 1 Thessalonians 11. It's got to be Colossians. 1 Colossians 11. Or no.
Oh, it's 1 Corinthians 11:23.
1 Corinthians, that's okay. All right, cool. There we go. Okay. All right. Everybody ready for communion here? You guys all ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And we take the bread and we break it in remembrance of you, Lord. And we eat in remembrance of you. And we take the cup and we drink in remembrance of you.
Amen.
She's not the same without Jason doing it and yelling at me. Where's he been?
He needed a day off.
He had a day off. God doesn't get days off. What, you know, there's even a scripture that Jesus says when he's preaching at the Pharisees, he says, you know, he says, "My Father doesn't get a day off. Why would I? My Father does not rest."
Well...
Are you going to be Jesus' general in the war and tell him you need a day off? Come on, Jason. I know you're going to hear that.
Yeah, we miss Jason for sure.
I should text him and start bugging him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood and your body. Thank you, Chris. Amen. Stop messing with Jason, mute Chris.
Baby, I thought you loved me.
Guys, we're going home. I can't wait. We're leaving.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yep. I know it's soon.
Hello?
What, Chris?
I said, I can't wait. I know it's soon. Was that you, Gino?
Yeah, I just got a minute.
Oh, go ahead. Did you catch that word I had for you?
I was struggling to listen. And
I know, I know. It's all right. I was just, God just put it on my heart to tell you that, don't feel that your dreams haven't come true, because soon your dreams and mine will be one and the same for you, and they will come to bear fruit together.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a little difficult right now, so I'm hoping it's soon.
Hey, Gino.
It is, brother. It is. We all.
It's been difficult for all of us. Every single one of us in the rap culture. In pain.
Yeah.
I know it'll be worth it in the end.
Yep. And he, you know, I use it. This is how God told me to use it. When the more attacks you get, means the better you're working for Him.
I'm working overtime.
Yep.
I said I'm working overtime.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother. He's coming soon. You know, He told I had a word last weekend that you know, I was in prayer, and I was in prayer for my kids and some attacks that they've been going through, and he gave me a word just saying that, you know, don't fear, I will not let another generation suffer through this world. So, and my daughter's 16, and you know, I'm assuming the age of accountability is 18. So, and she's not, I mean, she wants to be saved, but she's, you know, a lost, confused 16-year-old. So she flip-flops.
My feeling is, you know, everything is starts with Israel, and it's a generation. And the hand of God has been on the nuclear program since Kennedy. Preventing the inevitable.
Well, you watch the news, and it's you know, I was praying the other night, and I was in a pretty deep prayer, and God told, you know, he told me, he says, you're not paying attention to what I'm telling you. And I said, what do you mean, Lord? And he says, you know, I told you that, you know, just because I'm not giving you visions doesn't mean I'm not giving you confirmation. And I get my stuff from reading the Word, and he says in the Word that, you know, it's like contractions. It's like birth pains. And as you, I mean, if you can even go through the, you know, history of the earthquakes on an earthquake app on your phone and see how it's amped up and it keeps getting heavier and heavier and stronger earthquakes and more. Same with the, you know, the rumors of wars and wars, you know, every day they seem to be getting more and more and closer together and closer together. And God has, you know, confirmed to me that we will know before Israel gets into another big war, the church will be raptured. And, you know, you're seeing Israel's even announcing now that they've airstruck different spots in the Gaza Strip and this and that. And Israel's always been famous for the, you know, it's like they, you know, don't kiss, don't tell, you know, don't kiss and tell. They don't hit somebody and then put out news about it, you know, and now they're even putting it out in the news. So
I don't think it's a
for them to admit.
That Putin said that he was going to pull back, and then they test fire a missile today.
Yeah. 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 So, it's, you know, it's more, it's like even in the past 48 hours, it's gotten crazy, crazy. You can't watch the news without seeing something about
it. I don't know if you heard. I spoke with Jason and Dustin.
Dustin.
On Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the show.
Oh no, I didn't. I didn't catch that one.
Well, if you get a chance, that was in the beginning. I made some comments on the feeling we were in. And today happens to be Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow's Lent, and it's exactly 40 days till the 15th of April, the first blood moon. And my feeling was that the church will go through judgment before it.
Yep.
Just to wake people up, and a lot has to do with all these biblical movies coming out. To give people the last great harvest before the Great Tribulation, which everything lines up. If you look at all these movies, why would movies come out now if the church wasn't going to see them?
Yeah, exactly.
We might have the Elokshir, and then it might be a full 40 days.
Yeah. God put it on my heart. I've always been. Some people, you know, some pastors will preach that the seven churches in Revelation are seven church ages, you know, and not seven different church styles, like it's taught. And I've prayed about it, and I'm like, Lord, which is it? Is it seven church ages, or is it seven?
Might be later.
Seven churches that are different, you know, churches. And he says, you know, it was one of those, like, spiritual slap-in-the-face type things I get when, you know, he says, Chris, he says, you know, read it. This is the Church of Philadelphia is the only church that is steadfast, and I say that I will save from judgment. That's the church that's getting raptured. You know, I didn't say that I was raptured. You know, the only place in Revelation is that you see anything that confirms about, or, you know, actually there's no doubt about it, nobody can dispute it, that there's a rapture, is when he says, you know, the Church of Philadelphia, I'm proud of you, you've run the race well, and I will spare you, from judgment. You know, and that's right there telling me that church, the Church of Philadelphia, which is us, you know, will be raptured. The rest of the churches, you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth, this and that. There's, you know, all these things coming against them. Now, you've done good works, but I have this against you. You know, you've done this, but I have this against you. Those are the ones that are going to be here for the tribulation that are going to need to make some adjustments so they can get out of here. You know, so it's not at the seven church ages, I don't believe.
I think it'll be cut short because before the catastrophe happened, unless people, you know, living in bunkers, they won't be able to survive too long. So I think this might all end early by the last blood moon.
Yeah, I agree.
The days will be shortened because if there's a nuclear war, how can anyone survive? After a few months, it'll be uninhabitable.
Yeah.
Do you have a minute left in the show? Do you want to say come? 1, 2, 3.
Come.
We want to get out of here. Come now, Jesus. Yeah. The elixir train is loaded up and ready to go. Come.
That'll be the final warning for the rest of the church.
Amen.
Come now, Jesus.
I want to thank everybody again. I really appreciate it. God bless you all.
God bless you too, Gino. I don't know if you have my number or not, but if you ever need anything, call me. Us New Yorkers got to stick together.
All right, bye, guys. We love you.
All right. Jason's got my